Corey McCarville, the head football coach with the IK Manning Wolves, joining us here today as they get ready to take on Loma coming up on Friday night. And coach, as always, good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, thanks for doing it. Appreciate it.
You bet, coach. You guys on the road this week against a Loma team. They come in 3-2 on the season. They're two losses right now, both to ranked ball clubs. As you sat down and watch them on film, I know their run game probably stands out to you some because that's what they want to do. But what stands out to you on film about this Loma ball club?
Well, you know, I think their offensive line, they get good push. You know, there's a reason that they've had some of the success that they've had. You know, their offensive line play is really good. They have really good running backs across the board. They have a really good tight end. They have a very athletic quarterback right now. You know, so offensively, they don't hurt themselves. You know, they don't turn it over. They don't make fumbles. They don't make foolish throws. And if you can win the turnover battle and be solid on defense and be solid up front, you always have a shot to be successful.
Coach, how do you guys try to contain them, maybe force them into a mistake that they don't normally make?
I think the biggest thing is you got to win up front against them. You cannot allow their tight ends and tackles to get great down blocks. If they get great down blocks, then they're going to be able to establish dive, and they're going to be able to establish second man through, and then you're going to be in for a long night.
How do you feel like the defensive line's been playing? How well do you think they match up against the offensive line for the Panthers?
Well, my hope is that we're going to be able to make some improvements and grow. Last week, we had some issues when we played down at Tri-Center. We had some, you know, errors that we cannot make. And, you know, we've been watching a lot of tape this week trying to get the mistakes that we made rectified and fixed, and hopefully we can do that. But, you know, we're going to need anytime you play a Logan team, you got to have a great night from your D tackles and DMs to have a chance.
Coach, as far as the pass game, they throw it a little bit, 49 attempts so far on the season. Able to crowd the box and just kind of let your secondary go one-on-one with their receivers?
No, I think you still have to kind of play it straight up. I think, you know, they're throwing it more this year than they have. I think part of that is I think they have a little bit more confidence in their skill guys than maybe they've had in years past. I don't know. But I know their quarterback is pretty athletic in the Wallace kid. So he's, you know, he's a good athlete. He runs it well. He throws it pretty well. So, you know, I think they're trying to be somewhat more balanced and have a little bit more threat in the passing game.
You mentioned the Wallace kid, 24 carries, about 5.5 yards per carry. Is a lot of that just called runs, or does he do a little bit on his own on passing plays? Does he scramble?
Well, I'm not 100% sure how they do it. I know a lot of them are undesigned runs. You know, they do dive man, second man through, quarterback keep, and you really have to be gap sound. And that's really where, you know, good teams like this is you have to be really gap sound, and everybody has to be assignment responsible. And that's where high school kids get in trouble, is they kind of want to go do everything, and they just have to do their job and not worry about other people's jobs.
Coach, I know last week offensively you guys struggled a little bit. What did you see on film? What's been the focus this week?
You know, we did struggle. But we were actually kind of close on a couple plays. I mean, we left some plays out on the field. We kind of got away from ourselves a little bit. We were, you know, we really never got in a rhythm. You know, there's numerous times where we just couldn't convert on third down. That's really one of the things I've been stressing this week is, you know, if it's 3rd and 3 or 3rd and 4, we got to be able to convert that and get the first down so we can try to get a little bit more rhythm on offense.
You guys have missed some opportunities this year, the way it sounds each week, to make some plays. As part of that youth and inexperience, still trying to kind of learn where those opportunities are and be able to convert when they show up?
Well, I mean, in the beginning it was understanding when those opportunities are there and trying to make those plays. But, you know, we're, you know, over halfway through the season now, so the youth and inexperience discussion is not going to hold water for much longer, and that's kind of something we've been stressing with them. You know, and now it's just a matter, you got to go out and make plays. You know, when the opportunities are there, you have to make the play, and that's the expectation now.
Where do you feel like the offense is executing well at this point of the year?
Well, you know, actually the line play has actually been better than what I thought it would be. We're really not getting blown off the ball. We're just really inconsistent. We'll give up a gap here or a gap there, and you know, we're or a missed throw or a drop, or you know, we'll miss a you know misread a block. It's just a lot of it's a accumulation of a lot of little things right now.
What do you anticipate Loma doing defensively?
Well, Logan's going to do what they've always done. They're going to play a 4-4. They have really, really big, large, you know, D tackles. The Bricks kid, you know, I know he's been offered by a variety of really, really good football schools to go play college football. He plays one D end, you know, and the other, and then they have really good, then they have really good linebacker play. So what they're going to do is they're going to set those outside linebackers wide. They're going to have contain. They're going to be really, really gap sound. And the thing that has always impressed me with Logan is they're a really good tackling team. You know, they keep everything leveraged and they tackle, they run up and make tackles, and they do a really good job of keeping everything in front and everything to the inside.
Coach, do you like the special teams matchup for you guys? Chance to make some plays there?
Well, potentially, you know, we have to be careful when we're punting the ball. You know, they've had some big returns in the punt game. They have blocked a punt on us before, so we got to be really sound in our punting game. They have a great kicker, net number 25. I'm going to butcher his name. I apologize. The Nico Adamin kid. He's a kicker, big kid. He kicks it really, really well. So I do think we have a shot for some outside returns on kick return, and we have a shot on punt return. But you know, hopefully we can pop a return to give us a good field position.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. Appreciate you joining us here today, and I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show after the game.
Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Corey McCarville again with the ICAM Manning Wolves. Again, they travel to Loma coming up on Friday night.